This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We still got 2 hours left. I might even end up taking phone calls in a little while. Do not call yet. I have things I need to do and say first, but we will get to those. I'm not even going to preview anything else this hour. It's time to have a chat.
Pull up a chair. Just you and me talking here. COVID. The COVID lockdown. COVID mandates, wear a mask, put the poison shot in your body, stand 6 feet away from other people, close your business, don't go to school. You remember. You get the whole thing. And what did I say about what had to be done after that happened? And I know you've said the same thing. What have I been calling for over and over and over and over and over again? A reckoning. What does that mean? Specifically, I want politicians, whether they be presidents, senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, don't care. I want politicians arrested. I want doctors, medical personnel, not just at places like the CDC, not just Dr. Fauci. I want local doctors too. I want doctors arrested. I want them arrested. I want media people. If you're a media person who used your platform to tell people that ivermectin was horse paste, I believe you should be arrested and you should have a trial, a public trial, not a private trial, public trial, all of them, from presidents to media people on down. And after you're convicted for crimes against humanity for the things you've done, I want them thrown in cages for the rest of their lives. Why have I called for that over and over and over again? That's nothing shocking to anyone who's listened to the show. Why have I called for that? Well, it's not out of revenge, although that's a nice side benefit. I'll be honest with you. It's not out of revenge. I called for a reckoning like that because without it, they're going to do it again. Let me put it to you this way. This is the best way I can explain it because it's me and it's stupid, but it explains it perfectly in my eyes. Let's say you go out of town a lot and we're neighbors. You and me, we're neighbors. I am someone you call one day, hey, Jesse, would you mind coming over and house sitting for me? Just take the dog out, water the plants. Hey, Jesse, please don't eat any of the food, but come house sit for me. And I, as everybody knows, love Little Debbie's snacks. I live and die for oatmeal cream pies. I'll Kamala down some Swiss rolls like nobody's business, zebra cakes, nutty buddies, you name it. I'm all in, all in. Star Crunch, totally underrated. I'm a Little Debbie freak. I show up at your house to house sit. You invited me to, and I open up your pantry, and it's just a sea of Little Debbie. It looks like Little Debbie lives there. And I see these Little Debbie products, and I spend the next week while you're out of town eating all of them. I don't even throw the wrappers away. I'm not allowed to, and I'm just eating everything. I'm chucking the wrappers on the ground, and you come home after a week, and I have violated the rules, and I have eaten your Little Debbie snacks, all of your Little Debbie snacks, and you walk into the home, and you look at what I've done, and then you are scheduled to leave town again the next week, and in response to what I did, you call and say, hey, Jesse, would you mind house-sitting for me again? Thanks, you did a great job last time. Do you think I'm going to eat the Little Debbie snacks again next time I come over? Now, if you called and said, Jesse, what's wrong with you? Jesse, you're a piece of trash. Jesse, I want you to pay me back for these. Jesse, you'll never house sit for me again. Jesse, I'm going to blast you on Facebook so everyone knows you're a liar and a thief. Now, oh my gosh, you've just woken me up and straightened me up. Now you've punished me. I did wrong. I did something that I wanted to do to satisfy a guilty pleasure of mine, but you scolded me for it. You whipped me for it. You put me back in my place for it. Now, you'll never let me house sit again, obviously. But if I ever did, man alive, ouch, last time, that hurts. I don't think I'll touch those Little Debbie snacks again. I mean, I did wrong last time, and I got punished for it, so I don't think I'll do wrong again. But if you invited me back, and you didn't yell at me, and you forgave me, told me it was okay, hey, come on back, house sit again next week, then I'm going to do it to you again and again and again. You just call me Mr. Star Crunch because all your Little Debbie snacks have now become my snacks. When the politicians and media people and doctors and other people in this nation, when they pulled their pants down and they peed all over your face during COVID, and they told you your child had to wear a mask on their face and lose their ability to learn and speak, and they told you you had to take a poison shot that would explode your heart or you couldn't go to work, and they told you to close down your business, and they told you to stand 6 feet away from everybody like some kind of freaking idiot. Not only did everybody in this country do it, all the people who did it got reelected, and most of them got promoted. In fact, the only two lockdown politicians I can think of who are no longer in office are Andrew Cuomo and Donald Trump. Is there another one that I can think of? And Cuomo didn't burn for that. He burned for some stupid sexual harassment stuff that he probably didn't even do. These guys, they're all still governors.
I today am announcing that we are enacting a statewide indoor mask mandate unless a business has a vaccination mandate.
Any concern that you've gone too far in any way with the stay-at-home restrictions?
No. I know that what we have done, the vast majority of people in Michigan agree with and have done the right thing.
But we recognize now that just being vaccinated, fully vaccinated, is not enough with this new variant, and we believe it's important to extend this requirement to getting that third dose, to getting boosted.
That was Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, and Kathy Hochul. But don't think it's limited to Democrats. Republicans, too. Everyone from Mike DeWine in Ohio to Greg Abbott in Texas pulled their pants down and peed all over your face. And the American people ran back to the polls and reelected them overwhelmingly. Arrests, trials, and imprisonment. Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? They were all overwhelmingly rewarded for it. And now, guess what? The lockdowns are coming back. I already told you yesterday about Biden acquiring COVID supplies. Maybe you didn't understand how widespread this already is. Major movie studio Lionsgate already requiring employees to mask up, daily testing. Multiple American universities from Atlanta to New York City, and this will spread like wildfire. Already enforcing vaccine mandates, mask mandates, already going to remote learning, already 6 feet away social distancing. Why in the world would they do this to us again? I can't believe they're doing this to us again. Well, why wouldn't they? Sorry, my stomach's a little full from all the Little Debbies last time, but man, were they delicious, and you just invited me right back in. Why wouldn't they? If you're a piece of trash who loves to take people's freedoms away and lock them down and take away their rights, and you do that to them, and they not only don't punish you for it, they reward you for it with either a promotion or you get to keep your position, why would you ever stop? What motivation have the American people given a single one of these people to stop? Why would they stop? It's naive. It would be not forget naive. That's the, it's not naive. It would be insane and stupid, a level of stupid that means you should be institutionalized if you think they wouldn't do it again. Of course they're going to do it again. They were living high on the hog the first time. What was that article we just read from Fauci a couple weeks ago, boys, about what Fauci's net worth is now? I forget what it is. I think it was over $100 million. You think he regrets lockdowns? The greatest thing that ever happened to him. So gear up and get ready. And it's coming. And once again, like I said, we don't have a government problem. We have a people problem. When it gets here, when the mandates get here, and again, this doesn't apply to you, so it sucks, but when the mandates get here, thank your neighbor Norm. Well, I had to vote for Greg Abbott in the primary. I met him once. Haha, seemed like such a nice guy. Thank your neighbor Norm, because he did it. Coming again. There. And do we need to bring up the uncomfortable reason they would be bringing them back now, too? Anyone want to talk about it? You know what? We'll talk about it in a moment. And then I'll take your calls. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. If you need me, I'll be busy practicing with my weapon. Because I see how ugly things are here. And it not only makes me faster and deadlier and more prepared, it helps relieve my stress. And I'll tell you, I've got a new weapon. My Mantis X is going to go in now. I've got a brand new Springfield Hellcat Pro. Actually, I kind of have a Springfield Hellcat Pro. I will explain in a moment. But either way, Mantis X, Springfield, me, that's a little threesome. And we're going to have a blast this weekend. Go to MantisX.com and get yours. You practice in the comfort of your home. Fast, deadly, practicing without leaving the air conditioning. Go now, okay? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. 877-377-4373. What do you think about the debate tomorrow?
What do you think about who your favorite candidate is? Who are you anxious to hear from? Maybe you think they all suck. Maybe you're just going to watch the Trump thing. Maybe you're mad Trump's not going. Maybe you think that's a smart move. Who knows? Whatever. The world is your oyster tonight. 877-377-4373. I feel like I've poured a lot of heavy on you for the last hour and a half or so. It's been like, it's been a lot. But again, of course they're going to do it all again. And let's deal with the elephant in the room here. Yeah, they're going to do it all again because they enjoyed it the first time and no one punished them and they all got wealthy and powerful and so on and so forth. That's a big part of the reason, but we do have an election coming around again. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, as I am, not criticizing you, I'm saying the same thing. Maybe you're saying, never again for me. I will not be wearing a mask. I don't care the circumstances. My employer can come tell me to do this and he can go pound sand. Never again. Never again. I'm not doing it. And that's how we all should be. Keep in mind, mask noncompliance is what should have happened the last time. And it's what should happen the first time. The problem is this. When it comes to elections, when it comes to shady business during the elections, there is a big misconception on the right, because there are so many charlatans and idiots and carnival barkers on the right. There's a lot of misinformation and a big misconception on how, if you were going to, let's say, cheat in an election, how would you do that? I'll get to this day. I'll talk about how you voted for this and we have to be more involved. We got to get out and vote, and I'll get people from everywhere, no matter the race. Why would I vote? Voting doesn't matter. All the dudes cheat. Every election's stolen. No, you're either a moron or you listen to morons. That's not true. If you wanted to steal or cheat in a national election, you don't do it everywhere. You do it in the places where you control everything, where you own every lever of power. So let's say, just hypothetically speaking, let's say there's a big presidential election. And maybe you have Donald Trump going up against a dementia patient. And you're worried the dementia patient is not going to be able to beat Donald Trump. And then you have this important swing state like Wisconsin. Now, if you go to Wisconsin and you want to cheat in the election, are you going to reach in every
each and every ballot box? Are you going to cheat in every single town and county that's there? No, that's stupid. You would never do that because you don't have to do that. You would find the area where you, let's say, controlled all of it. Oh, I don't know. It probably rhymes with Addison. And there you would do all of your cheating. Whatever you needed, make sure you find it in Addison, Wisconsin, because you control all of Addison, Wisconsin. If you're in, let's say, a swing state like Pennsylvania, and you don't want Donald Trump reelected, instead you want President Poopy Pants to take over, are you going to cheat in each and every county in Pennsylvania? No, do you have any idea how blood red much of Pennsylvania is? You're liable to get shot if you try something like that there. No. You go to Philadelphia. That's it. You go to Philadelphia. Maybe Pittsburgh. If you need a little extra boost at the end of the night, you go to Philadelphia and get your boost.
When they bring back all the COVID mandates, our real problems are going to arise from the cities where they control everything. That is going to be the problem. And remember, this all this stuff sucks for you to hear, and it sucks for me to hear, because we didn't participate. We weren't part of any of this. We were the ones saying no. We're stuck going along because Norm went along. But remember, because Norm went along last time, Norm's going to go along again, like he always frigging does. 877-377-4373. Mary, Idaho, go.
Hey, so the RNC is doing this thing again where they make all the candidates who are on the debate stage pledge to support the nominee. And I think it's a foible on their part that they're doing this, because it plants in the voters' minds that if it's not my guy, then I don't have to vote for the nominee. And it has to be anybody but Biden. It has to be anybody but Governor Hairdo. It has to be anybody but whoever the Dems put up. I mean, we just all have to circle our wagons the way the Democrats do and say, whoever the Republican nominee is, we are going to vote for that person and not make it about Trump or not Trump, and get this party away from what's going on with the wokeness and the disgusting stuff that they're doing.
Way to catch yourself there at the end, Mary. I'm proud of you for that one. That was well done, by the way. 877-377-4373. Mary, remembering it's a kid's show and all the disgusting stuff that they're doing. All right, let's talk about these pledges and things like that. Look, what happens is this, and of course the RNC is stupid enough to fall for it. We've talked about this before. In a primary, most people, remember, I'm the minority, the guy who doesn't fall in love with candidates. Most people do. You probably have a candidate you love. You are all in for Trump. You are all in for DeSantis. If you happen to love used car salesmen, you're all in for Vivek. You've got a guy you're waving a flag for. And that's fine. And so what happens is the RNC, they see this, and then they see what people are saying, and they get nervous. And this is what people say. During a primary, it's supposed to be hard-hitting. The candidates are supposed to tear each other apart. And then the candidates' fans will get involved, and their fans will begin to say things like, it's Trump or nobody, I'm only voting Trump. I'm only voting Ron DeSantis. I'll never vote for Trump again. And the RNC gets nervous, because they're thinking about themselves. They're thinking, oh my gosh, if Trump doesn't win, they're not going to vote for him. But if DeSantis doesn't win, they're not going to vote for him. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? We won't have a Republican. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. And I've never taken any stock in any of that, because emotions run high now. I understand their emotions are running high now. The primary is about to really kick off tomorrow night during that debate. It's going to kick off then. That's really the start of primary season. You think it's begun because you're hyper-informed. It really hasn't yet. It starts tomorrow. And the emotions are going to run high. And you're going to be mad at the other guy. And you're going to love your guy. But the truth is, the history of the United States of America shows people turn around and vote for the nominee. Almost all of them. So that's all. I don't stress those things like that. All right. We will do other things. Oh, I'm going to get to these calls. Let's talk about me being right about something horrific. Let's also talk about me being right about Hero Gun. You know that Hero has already saved the lives of my listeners? I have the emails. They email me. There's so much violent crime out there now, and people, parents especially, I get this mostly from parents, they send their son, they send their daughter off to college or off to the military somewhere, and they just feel a little bit worried and a bit helpless because, you know, dad's not there anymore to look out for his baby girl. And you know she's not going to carry a gun on her everywhere like you want her to. Fine. Get her a Hero Arrow. Fits right in her little purse. Fits in his pocket. Pepper gel doesn't require a concealed carry permit. It's the ultimate solution, and it will stop a bad guy like that. Trust me on that one. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Only halfway done with the show tonight. Remember, you can email me and should your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you want. I will read it. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We got this one. Hi, Jesse. I'm 12 and I live in Utah. My friend group is awesome and are all political like me, except for one who is the only one that is not LDS, and he puts Mormon in there. Yes, I know what LDS means. And his parents are kind of liberal. They voted for even McMullen, the opponent to Mike Lee. He's showing signs that he might be a communist lib. Should we kick him out of our group or keep him in? He says I can say his name. His name is Noah. No, he's got to go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's got to go. No, I'm kidding. Noah, I'm kidding. Look, if he can be saved, remember, if he can be saved, we want all to be saved, right? Look, as soon as you determine he can't be saved, he's got to go. That's all there is to it. He's got to go. Dan in Pennsylvania, go.
Yeah, me?
Seth in St. Louis, go.
The filth never ends. It looks like Skittles took a page out of Bud Light playbook. They have in their package, Black Trans Lives Matter. It doesn't end, does it?
It never ends, Seth. It never ends. Yeah, I saw that again, 877-377-4373. It never ends because the communist is a religious zealot. If you were privileged enough to make the heavenly piece of candy known as Skittles, it would never occur to you as you sat down to make the new package to do anything with Black trans lives or really anything like that. It would just never occur to you to. Maybe you do something fun. Maybe something appealing to kids. It would never occur to you to. But we always have to keep in mind, it would never occur to the communist not to. It just wouldn't. It's his religion. Like we've talked about before. Are you religious? Do you have a belief system? Are you a Christian maybe? Do you go into a lot of situations where you say to Jesus, hey, Lord and Savior, Son of God, would you mind sitting this one out? Not welcome here. Or is he everything? Does everything get framed through that lens? Well, the communist is a believer too, just in something totally different and something completely opposite and horrific. Speaking of horrific, before I get back to these calls, I have to talk about a tragedy that has befallen me personally. I just have to get this off my chest. So, you know, I ordered the Springfield Hellcat Pro, right? Oh, this is going to be hard. I'm going to try to get to it. So this weekend, let's pause for a minute and rewind. This weekend, the wife was doing all these different forms for passports and stuff like that for the family. So she said, hey, can I have your driver's license? And I said, sure. And I went and got my driver's license out of my wallet and I handed it to her. Oh, this is hard. And then we got busy doing other stuff. And I got word today, I was so excited. I got word today that my Springfield Hellcat Pro is in and I get to go down to the dealer and go pick it up. And left the house a little early. Right before the show, I went down to the dealer, walked in there smiling ear to ear, ready to do my little FFL stuff and pick up my Springfield Hellcat Pro. And my license wasn't in my wallet anymore. I had forgotten to get it back from her, and my license is still at the house. So now I'm sitting here talking to you on the radio, 200 stations, and I want to tell you, I'm naked. I feel naked. I have a shirt and shorts and stuff like that on, and I still have my Glock 19 and everything's fine, but without my Hellcat Pro, I'm basically defenseless. If you've ever wanted to take me out, now's the time, because I have this sickness where when I buy a new gun, I automatically have nothing but disdain for my old gun, which I have loved forever. I loved my Glock 19, but now I look at it and all it does is disgust me. And I know that my Springfield Hellcat Pro, it's right up the road at the dealership and I can't touch it. And look, I might die tonight. Who knows? If this is the night the communists come for me, I might die. That's all I'm going to say. Now, quit. Focus. Clay, Alabama. Go, boss.
Jesse.
Go, brother.
Hey, you know, when Ron McDaniel lost to Hermie Dillon for the RNC chairwomanship, whatever you want to call it, I knew it was over. Period, the end. And I'll never send another red cent to the RNC.
Yep.
Yeah, and Second point, I'm down here in the deep south. And I've been annexed in to an area in my city that I never lived in for a long, long time. And they just decided to go reach out and scare all the seniors and say, you're not going to have police or fire protection, or your insurance rates are going to go up. So you need to annex yourself in the city and then double every kind of business tax you can imagine on us in 4 months.
Yep. Speaking of those cities and taxes and stuff like that, because he brings up another thing we've tried to talk about before, as the cities, like we were talking about the big cities and how businesses are leaving. Well, remember how huge business revenue is for a city. Cities need those businesses in there. They need them in there paying taxes. They need them in there renting offices. They need them in there paying for parking spaces. They need big business. They need business, well, not just big business, large and small in a city. Well, we already know civilians are leaving the cities because they don't want to be unsafe. We already know that. But when the businesses leave too, what you're going to have now is a budget hole. Well, picture this. You have a bunch of committed communists as mayor, government, the city council, everything. And all they know how to do is spend into bankruptcy because that's what they do. Only they can't print money like the federal government can. And all this business leaves, that leaves this gaping hole in the budget. Well, communists don't then go back to the drawing table and say, guys, you know, maybe we should do less communism. I don't know. They don't do that. Again, we're dealing with anti-humans. All they do is look out at all the people who are left and say, well, I guess we're going to have to squeeze them just a little bit harder. So again, financially, friggin' brutal, man. Daniel, San Diego, go.
Hey, Jesse, I love your show. Hey, love the Medal of Honor. The one thing I have to say about communism, the one thing that they can't withstand is faith and God. Glenn Beck said it perfectly when that dude came out, the communist spy. So, have faith, make America godly again, and the communists will be destroyed.
No complaints with me about that. Not at all. Jerry, Texas. Go, boss.
Hey, Jesse, can you warn everybody that if they create another lockdown, they're going to try to do the mail-in votes, and that's how they got the last election stolen.
That's a good call, Jerry. I should make sure I bring that up before the show is over. 877-377-4373. I just talked about that a second ago, Jerry. 877-377-4373. I was right about something horrific. We'll play that for you, and then we'll get back to these. Bare your soul tonight. Debate, talk, COVID, whatever. It could be stupid. I don't care. I'm stupid. Chris is really stupid. Anyway, we'll do all this again in a minute. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a, is it only Tuesday? On a Tuesday, you can call in 877-377-4373. Now, you know how much I love being right. You know how much I love self-aggrandizement, making everything about me. You know how it is. Like all great leaders, everything's really, truly about me. But there are oftentimes, many times, in fact, most of the time, that I actually dislike that I'm right. I don't like it. I'm going to play something for you. This is from me last July. July 2022. Do you remember when I was talking about this?
Remember that whole vaccine mandate? We told a bunch of pilots they had to go take this vaccine. A bunch of pilots are now having heart attacks. A bunch of them are refusing to take it. Now there's a huge pilot shortage. Now we have airline cancellations and delays all over the place. And rest easy at night. You should know that now there's a gigantically increased risk your pilot is going to fall over with a stroke mid-flight. You know I was flying recently. It was on my mind. I can't get into specifics right now. But you know I give you information whenever I get information. A good friend of mine was a naval aviator. Yes, like Top Gun. He flew commercial for a long time. He doesn't anymore. He's very wired in that industry, and I'm going to leave that alone. He has told me now the military pilots, there have been several incidents, ones that are not getting publicized, of pilots having vaccine episodes behind the stick. Commercial airlines as well. Now, there's some redundancy up there, obviously, because you have a co-pilot. It's officially on my mind. And let's expand that a little bit. Let's make that applicable to you and me. Maybe you're not flying. You drive, don't you? Going down the highway? In your car? That sedan? Wife, husband beside you, kids? That 18-wheeler right by you? How's that driver doing? What if something happens with him medically and all of a sudden he's no longer conscious and you're both doing 75 miles per hour side by side going down the highway? These things are happening now, and he was explaining to me the commercial airline industry and the military, how much they're struggling with this. Did you know our special operations guys? You know a lot of them are dropping. Okay. Now let's combine that with something else we talked about. It's me back here live, Jesse Kelly. It's me back here live. Let's combine that with something else we've talked about. You know how we call this endless push for diversity? What do we call it? The death of everything, right? Because as soon as you start prioritizing that which does not matter as some sort of a requirement for hiring somebody, you're inevitably going to get worse at it. It's going to rot slowly, maybe quickly, but it will rot, whatever you're doing. If it's my job to make Beanie Babies, and I start hiring people based on the color of their skin or their gender instead of their ability to make Beanie Babies, then it's not even debatable. In the end, I will have lower quality Beanie Babies because I brought in lower quality people. I'll be honest with you. I don't know where Beanie Baby came from. I'm not even totally sure what a Beanie Baby is. I feel like I'm pretty hip, though. Is that a modern thing? I feel, are those modern? Are they not modern? Was it the 90s? Okay, so almost modern. I just missed that by about 30 years. No big deal, but okay, you get the idea. So we have a bunch of pilots that retired, some forced to retire, some just decided to up and quit because of the vaccine mandate. And then we had a bunch of people, not just pilots, air traffic controllers and others, that began to get hired in the airline industry, and the airlines themselves would brag about this. If you've flown at all recently, you've seen advertisements for this in the airport. They would brag about how diverse their pilots are going to be now in the future. We here at Delta, we're going to hire so many black people now. As if that's supposed to inspire anyone. How about you just hire great pilots? I don't care if they're all black. How about you tell me how great the pilots are? Because when I'm flying in a gigantic tube with 300 other people going 400 miles an hour, I only care about the skill level. But they don't. Hey, sit down, Whitey. No, we're hiring only women today. And what did I tell you? I told you, as part of the death of everything, that it was going to start creating incidents that you won't necessarily be able to tie directly back to it, but they're going to happen more and more. And when I brought that up, you probably remember this. I read for you the email from the pilot. We have a bunch of pilots, current and former, who listen to the show. And the pilot, he's about to retire from one of the major airlines, is how I'll put it. And he said, Jesse, from what I'm seeing from the new batch of pilots, I'm never flying with my family again when I retire. Now, maybe when I was saying all that to you, maybe you thought to yourself, man, you suck. You're crazy. What a nut job. Take the tinfoil off your head. Well, you don't have to just believe me. New article out today from the New York Times. Airline close calls happen far more often than previously known. Quote, they were part of an alarming pattern of safety lapses and near misses in the skies and on the runways of the United States, a Times investigation found. While there have been no major U.S. plane crashes in more than a decade, potentially dangerous incidents are occurring far more frequently than almost anyone realizes, a sign of what many insiders describe as a safety net under mounting stress. Yep, that's what happens when you tell pilots and air traffic controllers they have to take a poison shot or lose their job, and then you have a bunch of vacancies, surprise, surprise, and then when you go looking for pilots, instead of looking for brains and eyes and reaction time, you have to make sure Whitey gets frozen out. No more men. No more white guys. Do we have enough trannies in the cockpit? Sorry, that was a pun I did not intend, and man, did that work out well. But you understand exactly what I'm saying. This is part of what I meant by the death of everything. And remember, this applies to everything. I'm not trying to indict Charmin, the toilet paper company. I don't know how they handle things at corporate over there at Charmin. But look, it applies to everything there. If Charmin decides, I'm done with this hiring capable people stuff for better toilet paper, enough of that crap. What we need? Fewer white people. Let's make sure we only hire black people and gays from now on. Then inevitably, you are going to run into a situation where you're going to get the dreaded finger punch. And then you have to wash your hands extra 10 times. You know what it's like. Why? Because it's the slow, steady rot in death of everything around us. The second you hear somebody prioritizing diversity, you need to sprint the other direction. Or if you can't, you at least need to put in the back of your head, whatever this industry is going to slowly but surely die. That's a fact. Now, enough of that. The phone lines filled up and I was running my mouth, and now they're all full and everybody's waiting and I'm sitting here being rude. 877-377-4373. I will get back to these. And then we'll deal with religion in schools while I take phone calls. That'll be spicy, right? You know what else is spicy? My tea levels. I'm not sure what too much is, but I've got to be approaching it at this point in time. You see, when you take a male vitality stack from Chalk, all natural herbal supplements, when you take that for 90 days, that's a 20% increase in your testosterone. No big pharma filth, no injections in your arm. When you take it for over a year like I have, I don't know if I qualify as superhuman at this point in time. What, Chris? But I probably do. Ladies, don't worry. You're not left out. There's female vitality stacks for you. Get yourself some chocolate powder for the mornings. Well, that's when I take mine in the mornings. I like to get packed with vitamins and minerals in the mornings. Just go start getting your body right. Your hormones right. Get everything right. CHOQ.com. Remember to get a subscription because they're 35% off with the promo code Jesse. Who pays full price when you can get 35% off? Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Your calls. Next, hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.